Welcome back, everyone. Today we're going to talk about prayer. How important is prayer? I would ask this. I would ask you to reflect and see if in your business there have been some areas where you've reached a barrier. You can't seem to break through, and the same thing keeps happening again and again and again. The same problems creep up, the same patterns are there. And I would ask you, how is your prayer life? Are you going to the Creator, your Heavenly Father, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi, and seeking His guidance, seeking His input, and seeking His help through prayer, daily prayer? You can't pray enough. You and I both know that we could do more in our prayer life by increasing our prayer and just conversing with God and waiting and being still and listening for Him. Listening through His encouragements, either that come through other people or through circumstances. But here's the main thing I'd like to talk about today, and that is, if the patterns don't change, the outcome won't change. If we keep putting into practice the same tired routines that don't work and never seek change through prayer, where God works through prayer to change us, then we suffer the same outcome over and over again. You have to change the patterns. I would recommend strongly, it's worked in my life, prayer, daily prayer. It can be in the morning, it can be in the afternoon, it could be in the evening. Just make sure it happens. It has to happen on a regular basis. Trying to do it on your own, when I try to do it on my own, complete failure. It's frustrating. I get all of the blame because without going outside and seeking help from our Heavenly Father, well, I own this problem. It's my recipe. And I just keep putting in the same ingredients over and over again, the same outcome's going to happen. Same bad recipe, same bad end result. You and I need to work on putting more God in our daily recipe of whatever we're trying to create. That's going to show us where He wants us to be. His will, not ours. That way, it glorifies Him. And through all of this conversing with God and just talking to Him, if you don't know the Bible verses and you might even have some barriers to your prayer life and you think it just kind of sounds funny and I can't pray those glorious prayers that everyone kind of nods when the guy's finished or the gal's finished. It's like, wow, he or she can really pray. Okay, and that's good prayer too. But stop grading yourself. God wants to hear, whether it's tears or laughter, go to Him. And one thing is certain. When you go to Him, you'll know His will. It might not come overnight. It might take years to follow it. But God will start working in your life, and it'll be evidenced by change. Our prayers don't change God. Our prayers change us. All of a sudden, you start to reflect more of His Son, Jesus Christ. You start to reflect more of, bearing good fruit, doing good things. You walk like Him, you talk like Him, people will be able to see and learn about our Lord and Savior through you and how you treat people and how you live your life, the manner in which you speak, the company you keep, the music you listen to, how helpful are you, how's your generosity, are you that person that's always there to help someone, not condemn, offer a shoulder to cry on or an ear that'll listen without offering solutions. Here I have a solution. Sometimes just being that good listener is all God wants us to be. Other times He wants us to act. Get in line, grab a pail, and put that water in that pail and become part of the action to put that fire out if it's a fire that needs putting out. Maybe it's helping a widow. Maybe it's mentoring a child. Maybe it's just helping a friend with discipleship, keeping each other honest, and having that good accountability that we all benefit from. I'm blessed. I've got a great friend He knows way more about the Bible than I do, and I'm thankful for that. He never wags his finger in my face, and he doesn't flex his Bible verse muscles and make me feel like an underling. He does call me Padawan, though, which is one of those Jedi things, but he does that to make me laugh because I can't stand Star Wars. Neither can he, for that matter, but he knows it just, it irritates me. Ha ha. But this fella, I can go to him with anything, and here's the best part about having someone in your life that is a good teacher. They can really relate, and they're not hypocritical. So he can tell me exactly what he went through that is very close to what I have brought to him, and there's no condemnation. There's just pointing to the Word and seeing what God says about it, what God says we ought to do, and that is learning and growing. That's transformation in a person's life. So in your business, are you praying enough? Are you praying that God's going to lead you to the next level, if he even wants you there? If God grows you, he's not growing you and your business for yourself. He's growing it to glorify him. If you miss out on that, you miss the great reward that's there for you. You will miss out on that greater blessing of knowing that you're glorifying God through your business. It prospers. Be sure to show God's love in your life, what God has done for you, and tell people about it in your business. How are you at work? Do you represent the Lord in all that you do and all that you say? Is gossip not allowed in the office? Do you have Bible study with employees? What, maybe you're in a position where you can't do that because, well, I work for the state or I work for this other guy, this other company, and they said no religious stuff whatsoever. How about after hours? How about something that's just very casual? Getting permission. Would it be okay if I hosted a Bible study on Thursday nights at my home? One or two people show up. That's great. That's all it takes. And it's not up to you to be the great gifted teacher. Maybe there's a curriculum you can go to. Maybe it's just watching videos. Maybe it's just picking up a verse. And a great tool to use is a devotional. And there's all kinds of stuff online now. So there's no excuse there. You find what you need to have. You follow the curriculum and make sure that whoever's going to be the teacher has a teacher's heart and wants to work on their needs first and not just point fingers and show everybody else, here's how you're doing wrong. Here's where you need to improve. Yada, yada, yada. No, it ought to be a safe place where everybody can come and share what's on their mind, because there are no secrets with God. But when we go to tell each other about our stuff, well, sometimes it's a concern because we don't want to be judged. However, I will say this. When you grow in the confidence of knowing that God can handle anything, he can handle your dirty laundry, and he already knows it, isn't it better just to confess that sin to God? Meaning, God, I agree with you that this is a part of my life that's bad. Let's shine some light on it. Shine some light on that dark area and change it. Write it down. I've said that before. When you write stuff down and put it to where you can see it and you're reminded, then you know what you're reminding yourself of what God already knows. You're transparent to him. You're not hiding a thing. I'm not hiding a thing. And that ought to be a safe place to go to. You ask him for forgiveness and for help to get away from that. Then start plugging into the right things. Correct friends. Get those bad things out of your life. It's difficult to do. You need the reassurance of and fellowship with other believers that can get with you. And then you have your prayer. That's how you get your strength. This helper and comforter, the Holy Spirit, is here for us to access freely and at all times. You can do that through prayer. You can do it in your car. You can do it with your eyes open or your eyes closed. Some people have prayer closets. Others have the quiet place in the office or that place outside. Whatever it takes, you can tune in and plug in to the throne room of the Creator, God, at any time. So when you go there more often, it strengthens, it builds up. Your faith, your hope, all increases. And then when the flood comes, when the bad time comes, you can weather the storm. You have the peace that surpasses all understanding. And that is something you're going to need. I hope this was good for you. I hope this blessed you. It blessed me. Have a great week. Here's some music that we can enjoy. And God bless you. I'll talk to you soon.
This is the air I breathe. calling out your name.
Thank you.
I would dance for you like the rising sun. crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield, though troubles linger still. Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. Always by my side.